I found a small, quiet room, a bit farther away from everyone so I could record these short interviews. It wasn't easy to find a quiet space in the place we rented for this program, which we had entirely to ourselves, 35 participants and 11 faculty members. We were in a small village called Mühlhausen, located in East Germany. We stayed there for 2 weeks in a place that felt like a cross between a basic old school hostel and an ancient castle. Its thick stone walls helped us forget that we were in any specific physical location as we formed our own little bubble. It's Sam's turn to sit in front of the microphone. There's something about his energy that just makes me smile before he even says a word. Interview number 3.
I think if it were, for me at least, I think if it were possible to invite somebody into the space of disappearance, I wouldn't need to disappear. You know, it's so much a result of what people are doing around me that if there's any sort of human connection that I'm allowed to have or able to have or encouraged to have, I will grab onto it and leave that space.
I Think I Saw You is a podcast dedicated to exploring our human disappearance. Every episode features an interview with a different person. In this season, I recorded the participants and faculty members of the program Generation J, each of whom reflected on their own thoughts and experiences of disappearance. I think I saw you, Sam, right when you disappeared.
A moment when I fully disappeared. I had some experiences in the Boy Scouts growing up where I've completely disappeared, where I completely shut down and removed myself while still being in the group, managed to remove myself from the group because every time I made myself public, I was either made fun of or hit, or they put ice in my boots, you know, or like peed in my sleeping bag, things like that, where it was just like, okay, the less attention I call to myself, the better. And in those are moments when I think I've disappeared. And I had a lot of those when I was a kid, like from the people in the Scouts, my own sister a little bit. Just that sort of, if you make yourself too public, you get attacked. But I like being public. I'm a theater maker. The space of disappearance is absolutely terrible. It's like a... You sort of erect this space to protect yourself. But like, you never wanted to, like, you don't want to protect yourself. You don't want to be inside. You want to be outside. But every single time you even peek your head over the wall, you remember why you built it in the first place. And so like, inside is torture, outside is torture. But somehow disappearing is at least when you're inside, you're like sort of in control of your own space, but not in any way that you would actually want to be. Well, I can think about another experience in the Scouts growing up where I was sort of the only person in this group of people who didn't know everyone else. And we were going backpacking for 10 days. And nobody was nice to me. But there was this one guy who like showed some modicum of kindness sometimes. And in those moments, I felt like, okay, great. I wouldn't say that I felt truly seen, but I did feel not fully rejected. And then something would turn and we'd be right back, and I would sort of retreat back into myself and stay quiet again and not participate in the group. But these little moments of kindness were like enough to sort of be like, to poke my head out and to venture out past, I think. I think I require another person to help me leave that space. I don't think I can do it alone. I don't think I can do it for myself. I do bet that there are people who could do it for themselves. I just don't think I'm one of them. I don't think I'm like confident enough or sure of myself enough. I've never thought about it in exactly this way before. It's all sort of new. Honestly, I think moments when I feel truly seen and heard are, I have them with some of my longest time collaborators in theater. Just that a gesture or half a word can be spoken and it's, yes, precisely, we understand exactly, and now we're all going to do it, or whatever it is. We're going to have the discussion about it. But I think those are the times with people, I suppose, that know me very well. It feels good every time it happens. It feels good to experience it every single time, because it's not all the time, but it's often enough that or at least I think it's often enough. I'm sure my therapist would say that I'm repressing things that aren't being seen, but he's not here, so what does he know? I mean, being seen is like, I think about some moments in therapy or whatever, where you're like talking about a problem and someone just goes, oh, well, because of this very obvious thing. And you're like, what? Like, yes, that's it. Oh my God. Like every single time it happens, I'm like moved to tears. Every single time I feel seen, I'm moved to tears. My name is Sam Hunter. I'm a theater maker living in Berlin. And a Jew.
I Think I Saw You is created, produced, recorded, designed, and edited by me, Eyal Davidovich. Original music was also composed and performed by me. Mixing and additional sound design by the sweet Jan Brett. The podcast is supported by Paideia, the European Institute for Jewish Studies in Sweden. For more information, follow Art and Time Machines on Instagram, and subscribe to stay updated wherever you find your podcasts.